morning. Thanks for being with us so early. We are here to discuss revenue recognition, and I give the floor to Gary.
Thanks, Hans. So we've just got one paper this afternoon. It should be a welcome difference to normally when it comes with revenue. And this paper covers early application, so it's paper 7A. Maybe before we get stuck into the paper, it's worth clarifying what we're not intending on covering in this paper. So we aren't talking about first-time adopters here, because I think the board's decision back in February didn't change any of those previous decisions related to first-time adoption. So in other words, a first-time adopter, the intention is a first-time adopter would still be able to apply the new revenue standard at their date of transition to IFRS, irrespective of whether or not that is before the date of initial application of the revenue standard. We're also not planning on discussing the transition methods that were discussed in the February meeting, so the focus here is really just on the question of early application, not necessarily the way an entity would transition, but the date at which they, or whether or not they'll be allowed to early apply. So at the February meeting, the boards effectively reversed your previous decision and decided to prohibit early application. Now, the staff didn't really expect that because we didn't think much had really changed with respect to early applications since the 2011 ED had gone out and now. And so we hadn't reproduced in that paper all of the detailed analysis that you folks had looked at previously in coming to your decision on early application. So consequently, what this paper tries to do is provide the board with what the staff believe is the complete package of information that the board should have available before making a final decision on early application. And in particular, this paper covers the IFRIC 15 issue, which we think was a key factor that the board previously considered in deciding to permit early application. And, you know, apologies, we forgot to flag it when you chatted about this at the February meeting. So the staff analysis and recommendation is included in paragraphs 18 to 33 of this paper. And the staff are recommending that the board allows early application for the same reasons provided in previous papers, which include the fact that we think that this would provide a viable solution to address the IFRIC 15 issue. And allowing early application will enable companies to improve their accounting for revenue in the short term. And to be honest, not much of the staff analysis is new, and the staff recommendation is consistent with previous papers. I mean, that's mainly because we think the only relevant bit of information that's really changed from the 2011 ED with respect to early application is that the board decided to give folks an extra year before the date of initial application. And I guess we didn't think that adding one extra year from 2016 to 2017 was such a big change that it should have a consequential effect of changing your decision on early application. I think that's with that I'll open to the board, Hans.
Patricia?
Well, I understand that the staff don't think that they sufficiently teed up the question last month. So in that, because we took a vote on both the transition period and early application together, and the staff had only presented the paper on the transition period and hadn't really teed up early application. So I'll grant you that you didn't have that opportunity, but considering that we did take that vote together, I would propose that we have the opportunity to re-vote on the transition period. As you pointed out, the staff doesn't think anything changed between the exposure draft and February that should have made board members change their view on early application. Well, my view didn't change on early application. I was opposed to early application when we went into the exposure draft. That being said, I might not be objecting now because I lost that vote on the exposure draft, except that the staff proposed to extend the transition period one more year. And the longer the transition period, the more complicated and costly this is for the financial markets, the more confusion there is. So if we were going to adopt January 1st, 2014, I would have no objection to early adoption. It's not that far away, and there wouldn't be that much chaos. But given the number of standards that are going to come into effect between now and 117 is now the proposed effective date, the combination and permutations of the way companies will be reporting their earnings is going to be a very difficult thing for the financial markets to adjust for. Financial analysts prepare models to forecast earnings. And so to do that, they have to prepare and understand how the companies are going to report. So now they're going to have to worry between the time we issue this thing until January 1st, 2017, about when they have to change their model and how they have to change their model. Not only that, if they're following a number of companies and one changes, then they have to worry about how they make the results comparable between the companies they're looking at and evaluating. It's going to be very, very difficult for the financial markets with this long transition period and with something as important as revenue. We've all said throughout this project, revenue is important. It's the top line. It drives everything else in the income statement. And I just don't think that we should permit early application in this case. And I think we should, if we're going to consider permitting early application, then I think we should rethink whether we want to add another year to transition.
Philippe?
I understand what Pat is saying, and I have sympathy for the problem of the market. Also, I have sympathy for the problem with IFRIC 15. And in your proposal, Pat, to bring forward the effective date by 1 year, I think the key point we have to assess is whether, given the impact of this new standard on systems, etc., whether it's really possible to bring it forward by 1 year, i.e. make it 1/1/16, which means when you have 2 years of comparatives, the effective beginning is 1/1/14, which is very soon, given that the standard is going to be issued, say, by June 30. So I'm not convinced we can really make this decision of bringing forward by 1 year. Although I would also like to limit the turmoil to the markets. So it's kind of a difficult choice. But overall, considering the arguments put forward by the staff, I would go along with your proposal, but I don't think we can easily make a decision at the same time to reduce by 1 year the transition period, because I don't think we have all the elements. It's up to the staff to tell us whether in their outreach they have got sufficient data to really decide or propose what is the best effective date. And we know some industries it will be easy, maybe 90% of industries don't have a problem, and for the 10% which have a serious change in accounting, whether it's possible to bring it forward, I'm not sure.
Jan?
I was just going to maybe respond to Philippe's question. I think that date that we proposed and that you voted for last, I mean, there was some method to the madness there. I mean, we said if we were looking at the entities or industries that were mostly affected, we did have in mind the telcos. We were working back and saying if a telco contract, you've got a mobile phone contract and that's a 2-year contract, we said if they need to be able to start capturing the information real time to be able to have it in their system so that they can make the adjustment at 1 January or whatever the effective date was going to be, we worked back from then to say how long would they need possibly to put a system in place, and that's how we came up with the date we did. And having that date, effectively, if the standard comes up Q2 this year, will give them effectively 18 months to have a system or process in place to start capturing that information real time. So that was the thinking behind that date. So if we moved it back by a year, it would only really give them 6 months, which I think we did here would be enough time.
Looking at the problem of the comparability for the markets, it's a general issue, but what is mostly important is that in the same industry, people switch at the same time, and that we cannot impose. But given that they will all face in the same industry the same problems of system changes, you may expect that overall there might be more or less the same transition date in the same industry.
And if
the automobile industry switches 1 year earlier than the telecom industry, is it really a problem? Do the analysts compare like for like in the same industry, or do they compare between different industries? I'm not that sure.
Jan?
Can I just respond to that point? One of the real problems would be if everyone in the industry doesn't adopt at the same time, because some of them are not as global as others, some of them have newer IT systems than others and may be able to implement sooner. And then there's always the speculation in the market about, oh, they only adopted early because it benefited them. They're going to report revenue again that they reported in the past, and the other guys are delaying because it's going to hurt them. And it's unfair to market participants. It's unfair to the preparers. It's unfair to the people that are investing in those stocks when the stocks go up and down with the rumors. It's just better to have everyone adopt at the same time.
Jan?
I have a problem because Patricia is saying what I want to say all the time. and I have to repeat, first of all, that if you miss on a cost line or a balance sheet line or even on profit, what's the big deal? But if you miss on the revenue line, you get people to make real stupid decisions and they will regret it. So I think that is very, very important that we note that. We are now introducing a cocktail of standards. And the coming 2 to 3 years, a company, a normal company, can find 30 different ways of combining this. One goes with leasing, not with revenue, but with hedging. Another goes with hedging and leasing, but not. And they can combine this. And then we are to have people to understand and undo all of these changes. And the thing I am really scared about is, for example, telecom. That there is a telecom company that is starting to lose revenue. And, of course, they ask the chief accountant, you must save us. So they say, okay, we do an early application so we can anticipate more revenue, and then we tell everyone next year we'll do a big drive and we'll recover. And they will look better for that year. I have been a long time opponent to early application because I think we are making mistakes. In financial instruments, for example, we have discussed this a number of times. In the end, of course, I will accept a majority decision if we would change it. But in such a case, I would at least urge the board to consider not to allow it before 2015, because there are a lot of analysts and whoever they are who make decisions about it that must have a chance of changing their spreadsheets and whatever they have. So at least give them a year extra before we allow early application. But I think we should stick with what we decided last time.
You want if the decision is 2015 or 2017? Is it 2015?
I'm saying, let's see what we decided, 2017. And if the board would change it, then I urge you to change it to not before 2015.
Can't early adopt.
Thereby giving at least a year for people to change their spreadsheets and their analysis. Don't sit here first quarter 2014 noticing that we have big accidents happening in the capital markets.
What would be the earliest date? It would be 2014, I suppose. Which would be
2013.
It's as soon as the final standard is issued. Then
fourth quarter, you can have it. Headlines.
Even when they're year-end.
But you could do the whole year of 2013 with the new standard if it's out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Amaru?
Thanks, Hans. Patricia brought to our attention very important considerations, and that has been very common during discussions of new standards. And I think one particularly struck me, the problem that she stressed about entities, and I guess in the same jurisdiction and in the same industry, applying at different point in times. And I think this is very stressful, really. And Jan is bringing the other standards that we have. But I generally have a problem with not permitting early application. And my problem is that in not permitting an early application, and particularly with a standard that has such a long lag between the effective date and the approval by the board, that if in a particular jurisdiction, the regulator understands that they agree with us, the standard is an enhancement to the present practice, and they are already within IFRS family, and if they wish to adopt earlier, they won't be IFRS compliant anymore during 3 or 4 years. And that doesn't make any sense to me. And you bring in the paper one issue that, coincidentally, it's very much the one issue in Brazil. Brazilians, the regulator in Brazil doesn't agree if 315, when issued, consider the Brazilian experience in that particular matter. So with the RevReg, I believe this will provide the clarification needed for them to clearly recognize revenue in that case. Maybe not be the answer they would like to all situations, but would at the end of the day clarify. So one alternative I see to this, and there is always this aspect of good complexity, bad complexity. When the result is good, maybe the complexity is something that can be overcome easily by the company itself. So it's very difficult to judge this. I believe this is an enhancement to the practice that we have today. That's one of the main reasons for this project. We'll provide one single standard for revenue recognition. I believe we should allow early application. I think Jan's brought to an aspect that I didn't thought about before, that the not allowing allowing early application but not before. I think it's another precedent that we are creating, but I do understand that revenue, because of the effect of revenue. One additional alternative could be, okay, because this is really special, we have these concerns Patricia is bringing to us, is allow early application, but as long as the early application is within the same the jurisdiction, the whole jurisdiction, then we wouldn't see, at least in the same jurisdiction, different entities adopting entities alike adopting at different times. This would reduce a little bit the stress under the models and users. But at the end of the day, I do believe I agree with staff, we should allow early application. As for the date, I have no problem to, if we all agree that we need to reassess the effective date, I'm open to it.
Great hope.
It's coming.
I support staff proposal. Yeah. On the following reasons. First one, recently we debate so many times on some of the basic principles in 8. I feel worried very much, you know. Sometimes we change this way, sometimes we change another way. So I would rather prefer we have basic principles set in 8 or other standards. We should try to keep as stable as possible. And this is the one reason why last month I voted against the proposals. Of course, I lost, and about the competitive period. I don't think it is, you know,
I personally feel not acceptable if we change some of the principles, basic principles frequently. This time we think this way, another time we think another way. And so this my first reason. Second reason, I follow what Marlo just said, you know. I will expect in many jurisdictions, particularly big ones, there will be a national security regulators decision to enforce a particular way, rather than leave countries to companies to make their own decision. And of course, there are some other countries, maybe they have such problems, and I can accept. So then the particular country can decide not allow. You know. So I have no problem, you know, why this will be a big concern. And certainly, you know, particularly in Asian countries, people have different views about IP15, you know, how to apply. And if we discuss several times, and our board also discussed several times, are not able to solve it. And should we, you know, bother them so much, they have to follow IP15 forcefully, and then several years later change it to another system. And I don't think it is, you know, reasonable. And lastly, as to whether we should shorten the effective date, can I ask FSC board members, because, you know, our environment is slightly different from them. We only require 1 year competitive. So to some extent, for us, to shorten 1 year will be relatively easier. But for FSB, they will have 2 years competitive period. And I'm not sure whether, you know, we bring 1 year ahead will create any big problem for the American environment.
Sorry, can I just jump in? And we haven't had a chance to mention it before, but I think if you do really seriously want to reconsider the effective date, we should do it jointly. Because I think it would be a good thing for us to stay converged on that. So, you know, Mark and Daryl are welcome to respond, but I do think that we should have that as a joint discussion.
Yeah, this is why I ask this question, because, you know, they have a two competitive period. So if we want to shorten 1 year, the effective date at the beginning of 16th, so the U.S. company have to apply beginning of next year. So whether they have enough time to prepare.
And all of that went into the board paper, and Gary sort of mentioned some of that earlier. All of that was sort of part of the decision in February. But I do think that if we reconsider it as a joint discussion.
My major problem here is that, I fault myself for not realizing that in the previous meeting when we took this decision, is that this issue of IFRIC 15 is a huge issue in Asia, not just in Asia, also in countries like Brazil. We have been telling these people time and again, it will be solved with revenue recognition. Just wait, and then you can early apply like we always do, like we always allow you. And then the problem is solved. And I got two very urgent letters from the AOSSG bidding us to revisit this the decision of last week. And had I had those arguments, I didn't have those arguments in mind in the last meeting. Had I had those in mind, I would never have taken the decision that we did last week. I do understand the concerns of comparability, but now we have very question-worthy application of the standards in Asia, and lots of countries wrestling with these issues, and that's also a very big problem. So I would be very much in favor of continuing with the policy of early application.
Mm. Yeah, you've said most of what I'm going to say. Wanted to say, Hans. I mean, this is a special case. Unfortunately, it's a special case both ways. It's a special case, as Pat's very eloquently pointed out. And on the other hand, it's a special case for the IFRIC 15, and as the paper points out. I mean, the suggestions of bringing it back to 2016, I think Gary set out pretty clearly why that wouldn't be all that feasible. I don't think allowing early application after 2015, as Jan suggested, would be very helpful. And I didn't quite understand the jurisdictional thing that Amara brought up. So I'd be in favour of accepting the paper's recommendation.
Philippe? Well, on this last point, leaving it to regulators to decide jurisdiction by jurisdiction,
I think it doesn't work. At least in the ones I know, what they can do is to adopt the standard as we write it, or do a carve-out, which I would not encourage, changing the date, or sit on it and tinker with the effective endorsement until the point where they think it's appropriate. And I would not either encourage them to sit on it just because we have given some signals that we don't know exactly when it should be implemented. So I think we have to make our decisions, be clear, and be responsible for it, and not leave it to others. So this last solution doesn't work, in my opinion. And on that basis, I think we have to go along with the staff recommendation.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly, Pat.
We dealt with a similar issue in the context of a financial instrument project, the question of whether or not we allow early adoption of something called an own credit treatment. Why couldn't we allow early adoption of the IFRIC 15 related guidance in the standard and then continue with the rest of the standard the way we've carved it up, or the way that we
ask Pat a question.
Other jurisdictions raise other.
But before you ask me a question, I want to hear from the staff.
Just on the own credit, and then I'll let the revenue team speak. But on own credit, I think the benefit of own credit is it's very specific paragraphs that you can refer to. It's quite a discrete part of IFRS 9, if I can put it that way, and I'm not sure if that's the case for revenue.
I think you'd have a big definitional problem in terms of trying to scope it either to entities or to the particular requirements. And I think, furthermore, it's not just IFRIC 15. I think it was a general point about, you know, IS 18 doesn't provide guidance in certain areas. So, you know, I understand all of the arguments, but one of the issues you have here is I think early adopters actually enhance comparability in my own view, because I think you actually narrow down the diversity in practice.
If you get a sufficient number of early adopters.
Yeah, but you also have the issue about that effectively an entity, say, confronted with an issue where they're not really sure what they should be doing, effectively, you know, could be almost early adopting anyway, even if you don't allow it, because, you know, so long as it's not inconsistent with IS 18.
Yeah,
so if you take a telco, you take a telco company, if they actually move to what we're going to require them to do under the model, some people would say that's more compliant with IS 18. So,
this is a bit of a devilish argument, but it's not even really possible to completely stop early application.
Well, I think it's slightly exaggerated to make the point, but I think, you know.
I don't think that it'd be different. It'd be difficult for a company to do.
Doug?
Yes, I agree with staff's recommendation. And I do understand what Pat and Jan raised, because revenue is a very important number. These disadvantages are serious. But on the other hand, early application has lots of advantages. And because the revenue is a very important number, those advantages, we can enjoy those advantages. That is, as everybody knows, we can get some pilot companies. We can learn quite a lot from those pilot companies and mistakes. And also we can see that what is the impact and what is the mechanism for the new systems. And so those benefits could be enjoyed by the investors as well. And also accounting standards set up, I mean ourselves, could enjoy the benefit. So because the time span is long, so I think we should see those advantage side as well.
Can I see who can support the staff's recommendation?
Eleven.